This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. Lots of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And of course, newcaliforniastate.com. That's the other one. Yes, the state of the future. Talking with Chris Street here in the last hour about China, and California, New California. And, of course, the end again, New California, and all the things that are going on there. It's a lot of things that we've got to talk about, though. Those of you in the San Francisco Bay Area and also up and down the coast of California, Northern California especially, saw a failed, now, I haven't dived into this. I know Mrs. Gunn, my senior English teacher, would be, Paul, there you go again. God. Okay, every time I get triggered, Mrs. Gunn triggers me. I get triggered. She used to mark my papers up so badly in red ink. I hated it. I absolutely hated it, Mrs. Gunn. Who I learned to love dearly, though, because She was beating me into submission from a writer's standpoint as my singler. See, oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. Gunn. I know she's long gone, but man, does she have an influence on me, that Mrs. Gunn. Apparently, she did see something in me, even though she gave me a C minus for senior English. And that's because I was, you know, I gave her the pitiful eyes and she gave me this. It was really a D. And then all of a sudden, you know, a little bit of persuasion. And she kind of showed some sympathy for me at the end. But man, always D's and D minuses. And I thought my papers were great. Okay, I get triggered. And this is how it goes on Agenda 21. I'm no different than the liberals, right? Okay, triggering. Everybody gets triggered. So last night, I'm up in way Northern California, actually, on a trip, town hall. And they launch a rocket, and I get text messages. I get text from my friends. I do have friends, actually. All of a sudden, I get this desperate message. There's a mysterious light in the sky. It's blown up. Ah, the sky is bright now. And I'm like going, really? So they send me this text. And by the way, it's just amazing, this message. And I'm sitting there going, oh. I look at the picture. I said, well, and I said, I had it nailed. I said, they're launching a missile, apparently, in Vandenberg Air Force Base. That's really what it was. And we got a report here. Just listen in.
Well, did you see it? A mysterious light in the sky seen all across Northern California tonight, leaving many wondering, what was that?
It was just like a soft but bright white-ish little curve in the sky.
Yeah, I got a lot of people's attention from Lake Tahoe to Sacramento and all the way down to Southern California. Good evening and thanks for joining us. I'm Sharon Merger.
And I'm Curtis Bing. So what was this thing? CBS 13 Steve Large is live in West Sacramento with a search for answers. Steve.
And, you know, I saw it, too, and it was quite the sight. About 5:30, I was driving along Interstate 80 with my photographer when we saw it. Of course, I had to pull up my camera because I had to get this on video.
Almost in the shape of a lightning strike, only this mystery vision was no flash. It floated high above us, providing a captivating view.
Everything was dark except for this one little, like, white, like, reflective thing.
Epi Haas saw the unusual shape in the sky while driving in Yuba County.
And I was like, whoa, like, this is probably something rare that we're not going to see again.
Londis Moroza took photos of the light while driving in Auburn, calling it a sign from heaven.
It's very perfect. I'm happy when I see this.
Willie Wood watched it from West Sacramento.
It definitely appeared really close. It did not look like, you know, the distance of a shooting star when you see a shooting star in the sky. I mean, it looked pretty close.
This is video from a dash camera in Stockton of the streak as it formed in the sky. And this is that same moment from a Nest camera captured in San Francisco. The National Weather Service Bay Area is calling this a noctilucent cloud, a cloud that can be formed from a meteor or space debris entering the upper atmosphere. There were some planned space events near the time of the formation. It appeared after NASA posted this picture on Twitter showing a crew of astronauts undocking from the space station. A planned Vandenberg Air Force Base rocket launch around that time was scrubbed and never took off. This incredible sight high above, forcing all of us to stop for a moment and wonder.
Yeah, if anyone knows.
What did we just watch?
Well,
so the consensus is that this was a noctilucent cloud, but the question remains, what exactly caused it? I want to let you know, we did a number of fact-checking here. We checked in with the FAA, Vandenberg Air Force Base, Beale Air Force Base, Travis Air Force Base, the North American Aerospace Defense Command, and they say that they had nothing going on that would have contributed to this. So exactly what caused it, was it a meteor? That remains a question tonight.
Aha! So we don't know for sure. Even though I was listening last night to some reports. Now, this is kind of premature, of course. We're going to find out more today, I suspect. But I've seen these launches before from various places in California, from Vandenberg. It looks like they launched something from Vandenberg. So that I stand by. I'm just looking at the video, the footage of these guys, what they have, what I've seen so much now between the time this happened and, of course, now even. It looks to me like a space launch of some sort. But, you know, where does it come from? No one's saying. It's a mystery. It's absolutely a mystery. Okay, so much for that. I just want to make sure we got that all covered because I know everybody's been bugging me. What is that? It's an EMP. And I said to myself, I said to the first person, it sounds to me like it's an EMP. And I said, do we have electricity? And of course we did because we still, that's what I said. Well, we must because we're using our cell phones. Nothing appears to be knocked out. So it wasn't an EMP. We quickly discounted that. It came up for a moment and then it was quickly discounted because, well, our phones are still working. If you have an EMP attack, then we will not be having, of course, any of those kinds of issues going on. Right? Right. Okay, so supposed to get some more rain in Northern California. Well, that's, of course, to help wash away all the tears and everything in that paradise. I said that rather cynically, don't I? Just me. And it's not just me. I'm sorry, it's not. But, you know, anyway, we understand some people are going to be making a movie about what happened up in paradise. Really? We'll be checking into it. Oh, you can bank on it. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, a21r.com.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715. And use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
He's undoing the U.S., one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Okay, so here it is, your official notification. Apparently, as they would say, the official notification, Ron Howard is supposedly making a movie about the campfire in Paradise, California, purportedly. But this is coming from reliable sources. This is not fake news. In spite of what some people say, it is not fake news, by the way. Not fake news, so, you know. Anyway, from Real Ron Howard, a follow. So this comes, let's see, Campfire, California, Paradise, and surrounding area was shocking to witness. My heart goes out to all who experienced this loss, and my respect for the heroes who saved so many and survivors who are coping with the aftermath of such a strength, with such strength and dignity. In it is immense. Paradise Strong. This is the article. Says that, what else they got? Ron Howard again. What is the date on this? December 18th. I was very moved by the commitment and courage of both Red Cross. Oh, here we go. Of both at Red Cross regulars and volunteers, and of course, hashtag Campfire Survivors, when I was able to visit over the weekend. Paradise Strong, so he was up there when I was up there this weekend, huh? Paradise Strong, consider a donation through American Red Cross. Don't do that. Don't do that. My opinion. Really, I know in some places they did well, in others they didn't. And certainly don't do anything with the state of California. Says filmmaker Ron Howard visited Paradise this weekend in preparation for a planned documentary about the firestorm that destroyed much of the small Northern California town. Speaking to the Paradise Post, Howard said he is tentatively calling the project Believe in Paradise, inspired by an interview with a firefighter. The Academy Award winner said he was compelled to make a film about the campfire, which killed 88 people and burned 153,336 acres in November, while watching the conflagration on the news. My longtime assistant at Imagine Entertainment and sometime associate producer said to me, "Wouldn't this be a great story for our documentary group?" Howard told the Post. "What's it going to be like for Paradise in the next year? What's rebuilding Paradise look like?" Howard said his entertainment group thought it was a strong idea and immediately sent a team to start investigating and meeting with residents. The film has yet to be placed with a company and is currently being financed by Imagine, he revealed. So the question comes up in my circles. Is it going to be a puff piece for the globalist? I'm serious. That's what I was, when I found out about this last night, that's exactly what was asked of me by numerous people when they heard about this. Is he just going to be an apologist for the, well, and not tell the truth about what happened up there? He called the devastation at the campfire shocking to witness in an Instagram post and applauded the heroes who saved so many lives. The filmmaker has a personal connection to Paradise. His mother-in-law lived there for 5 years about 2 decades ago, the Post reported, and he visited quite a bit prior to the wildfire. Even then, Howard senses that the documentary will resonate to a wide audience as catastrophes spurred by climate change become commonplace around the world. So there, I guess we have it. It's all about climate change, right, Ron? Tell us how, in the documentary, how climate change started the fire, Ron. Or any of these fires. And I'm sure he's going to tell the complete truth about the buildup of all the plant material, the biomass in the area, right? In all the forests. You know, I'm sure he's going to tell us the truth. Imagine Entertainment, founded by Howard and Brian Grazer in 1986, has made documentaries about the Beatles, the Beatles, pop star Katy Perry, cult leader Warren Jeffs, among other subjects. Cult leader Warren Jeffs. The filmmaking duo won Oscars for directors in Best Film for their 2001 drama, A Beautiful Mind. So obviously, an apologist for the globalist. You got to cover it all up, right? You got to cover all bases. Because, you know, the story's on the ground in paradise. If you go up there and talk to the people, they're not buying all this other stuff. I mean, I've had too many conversations with people up there. They're not buying this one world order business and climate change at all. No, they see the setup. They get it. Now, I wonder if he's going to report that. I wonder if he's going to talk about traffic calming, in which they reduced the traffic lanes from 4 to 2. I wonder if Ron Howard's going to do that. I wonder if. I doubt it. I'm sure there's going to be plenty to talk about with the first responders and how fantastic they were. And very little about the real victims, right? That's what's... I know he says he's going to do that, but if it's going to be a film strictly about just the first responders, give me a break. There's one first responder, that's Sheriff Corey Honey. But as far as all the other first responders, yeah, they responded like they're supposed to. The first responders all fell short, and not by their design, by the way, as first responders, no. The first responders did their job. They did. But as first responders and response units, the direction given to them was not to take care of the victims. You know, they were all put out in the vacant lot next to the Walmart, right? That's where they were put out. In some places, the Red Cross did respond. I got that. Within hours, which is very good. But it was too little too late for so many. There should have been the National Guard mobilized immediately and brought in huge tent cities to accommodate these people. That did not happen. But disease spread. That's okay. People got sick. Some more people died. But that's okay. It was good in the hood for Jerry Brown. You know, the real climate change monster in the all this, the big butt in the room, is Jerry Brown and his climate change monsters. And now he's going to get all this climate change business talked about in a movie. Oh, the globalists must be celebrated. Well, just remember that in France, right? When you see this movie coming out about paradise and it's all about climate change, and that carbon tax you're going to pay for, and here in California, all the taxation without representation, right? Just remember that. And, of course, all of it's a lie. So we're going to perpetuate the lie with a bigger lie. I hope that Ron Howard wises up. I know he's been hearing things about this stuff like I'm talking about, because you can't escape it when you go there. And you sit down, you got your media credential, and people start walking up and telling you all the stories. God bless them. They don't believe it's climate change. Not for one minute do they. Yet a movie to be made about all the consequences of climate change. His comment, though, about this says the Academy Award winner says compelled to make a movie in which killed, says, my longtime assistant at Imagine, wouldn't it be a great story? What's it going to be like for Paradise the next year? What rebuilding Paradise look like? So much about destroyed, much as small about climate change. Anyway, you can't help after having been up there 7 times now, and I'm going to go back up in the next couple of days to really wonder about all of it, and not only that one, but of course all the other. Isn't it interesting how climate change only has been occurring in California? I mean, you would think that there would be proportional climate incidences about fires in other states that have large areas to burn. Well, one of the reasons why they don't burn is they manage their forests. The forests are managed properly there. Kind of like some of the lumbering land that's around us, where the companies actually manage it and the fires don't burn.
He's a on doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Wow, where does the time go? It's just absolutely phenomenal. It just goes. It's gone. Kaput. Not a goodbye, you know? Okay, all my texts was unchecked with the Navy or Coast Guard. May have been a submarine launch test of a Trident missile. Okay, that's from one of our listeners. Yeah, could be. Could possibly be. No one checked with the Navy. I'm sure. But they should have. in a test launch, right, to maybe tell the Chinese a few things. Well, you know, let's get conspiracy theorists. This is from one of our callers in New York, actually, one of our listeners. Maybe. Could have been that. Could have been that. Okay, some other things that are going on. We did that. U.S. population grows at slowest pace in 60 years. The Wall Street Journal. Falling birth rate, rising death rate. Slow population growth as more Americans move to western and southern states. That's fact, Jack. That's exactly what they do. U.S. population grew in the past year at its slowest rate in over eight decades, with growth in the South and the West continuing to outpace the North and Midwest, according to figures. Now, I got to tell you, our good friend Chris Street brought this up, that in his neck of the woods in Southern California, you are a major rock star if you're a mama and you got a stroller and you got a baby inside. Seems to be the big thing. Now, I got to tell you, I've been cruising around Northern California a lot lately, a lot. And I got to tell, I see the same thing. It's kind of like, the millennials are having babies. Now, could this be a fortuitous situation for the United States of America? Well, I don't know, but, you know, we got illegal foreign nationals just raging across the border because why? The demographics, they want the demographics to change in America because, you know, it's repopulation, it's displacement of American citizens. That's the whole notion behind what's going on here, right? So, displacement, population dynamics, and slow growth, slowest pace since, well, more than 80 years, according to the Wall Street Journal. I just thought I'd throw that one at you. New York, this is according to another, New York leads nation in population loss. This comes from Channel 6 News out of New York. Albany, New York, New York State. Who is this from? Okay. WRGB staff. It's in New York. Albany, New York. Albany, hey, guess what? Our New Yorker who just texted us. This is fortuitous. I'm sure he's going to text me back. It's just fortuitous. Albany, New York. New York State leads the country in undesirable category. In an undesirable category. New data from the U.S. Census Bureau says New York tops the nation in population loss. The report says nine states saw a drop in population between July 2017 and July 2018. New York led the way at a loss of 48,510 people. Now let's see. Where's the other places? Come on, come on, come on. Illinois. Oh, shocking. Shocking, Illinois. Shocking. I'm shocked. You should be shocked too. Just shocked to death. Illinois, number two, 45,116. West Virginia, 11,216. Louisiana, 10,840. Hawaii, they have nothing about California. I wonder why that's about. You can't say that California didn't lose 1,000 or 2,000 or 15,000 lost people. Of course, they can't because of the net illegal immigration going on. Get it? The net illegal immigration going on, coming into California from south of the border. That's why there's no population loss in California. But in Illinois, yes, 45,000. And, of course, that's why there's a new Illinois movement out right now, right? A brand new Illinois movement. And there's a new Nevada. Nevada and Idaho are the nation's fastest growing states. Both states saw population increases of 2.1%. Now, that kind of differed. One of the other places said it was Utah. Jeez. Wow. My mistake. It's not a mistake because it actually came from a story I read this morning. It was on, you know, if it's on Drudge, it must be the truth, right? But I popped that stuff. Remember I said something about it early on that Utah was one of those states that has the situation going on with the population dynamics. New data from I'm gonna bite on this now. I'm gonna go to the actual United States Census. Nevada and Idaho are the nation's fastest growing states. There you have it. This comes directly from, I'm reading directly from the United States Census, because I want to make sure we're crystal clear on this. Where is it? Said Utah was number one. This other article, it came right up there on Drudge. They're wrong. They're wrong. U.S. population grew by 0.6%, and Nevada and Idaho were the nation's fastest growing states between July 1, 2017 and July 1, 2018. Both states' populations increased by 2.1%. Utah was 1.9%, according to this one. Maybe there's a different estimation. And I haven't read the whole article. This is a whole statement about population dynamics and so on. We'll have this up on New California and also Agenda 21 Radio. So a21r.com for that one. Interesting. So these are sometimes very interesting data pieces if the data is correct. And it's, you know, you have to kind of filter it out. You learn how to do that after a while. Population declines were also common, with losses occurring in 9 states and Puerto Rico. They say nothing about California, of course, because there's a net increase, I'm sure, because of the situation with the illegal immigrants. And that's the idea, of course, population dynamics. See, they figured out, this is, I know, is a lot of people just can't wrap their arms around this whole notion about how you can get whole populations of people to, you know, go someplace. Well, it's very simple. You have a war, and gee, you get refugees, and those refugees turn into immigrants to other countries, and they stay there. That's exactly what happened, of course, when Barack Obama, you know, turned upside down and created all the wars there in the Middle East with the help of the Muslim Brotherhood, right? Obama and Adolf Hitler started the Muslim Brotherhood. A little known secret. Shocked to hear that, huh? 1928, the Muslim Brotherhood was created with a guy by the name of Al-Banna in Cairo and Adolf Hitler. They joined forces. I didn't know that, Paul. We talk about this on this rate. We've been talking about this for years. But that's how it started, the genesis of the Muslim Brotherhood. You know, the good old people from CARE, you know, the Council on Arab, Arab-American Relations, CARE. Anyway, that group is related to the Muslim Brotherhood. And the Muslim Brotherhood is a terrorist organization started by Adolf Hitler in 1928. What could possibly go wrong with the Muslim Brotherhood in modern-day era, right? Well, they could give rise to ISIS. Well, there you go. President Barack Obama could be, you know, and by the way, Hillary Rodham Clinton's aide, Uba Ahmadine, her father was the president of the Muslim Brotherhood. Little-known facts. I hate it when this happens. Do not let facts get in your political way. Oh, and her mother was president. I think she still is, or she has, I think the mother, Uma Ahmadine's mother, is still alive. You know, Uma Abedin, I think, has been with Hillary Clinton as her other woman, whatever that means, since 1996. Just think about that. She was still the first lady. Uma Abedin, Muslim Brotherhood. Her brother's a known terrorist, by the way. Her brother. Yeah. Same people. Nice deep state, huh?
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head.
I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented My Pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
My Pillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee My Pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
So much for population dynamics, right? Utah, number one for growth. Now, see, this, okay, I'm going to get back to this. I can't leave it alone. I'm going to get to California education in a second. Utah, number one for growth. This, where did this come from? Utah, right, this comes from, oh, the Salt Lake Tribune. This decade, okay, I get it. A decade's longer than a year. This report, it says from 2017 to 2018, July 1. This is the census report. Let me pull this up. I'm a little confused. I don't want to be confused. I hate it when I get confused. I'm not going to pull it up. This is what this one says. Utah ranks number one amongst the states for growth rate this decade. There you go. Thanks to its high birth rate plus strong economy that attracts people from other states and abroad. Growth slowed a bit here recently, but in Utah ranked number three for 2000. Well, I was right and I was wrong and I was right again. We're correcting the record then, because I saw this and I said, wait a minute. There's two stories here. So for the decade, a decade, for those of you that don't know what a decade, it's 10 years. Get it? It's 10 years. So it's 10-year, for a 10-year period, Utah, they're claiming, this is from the Tribune, estimates released by the U.S. Census. Okay, so now this is another aspect of that report. And it's the same report pops up, by the way. So read further into the data and you'll figure it out. Utah does rank number one for 10-year period. Okay, all right. Now we got it. We're good. We're good in the hood. We're cool. We're cool. All right, so now Puerto Rico population estimates. New estimates show Puerto Rico's population has continued to decline with an estimated loss of 129,000, about 130,000 people between July 1, 17 and July 1, 18. It's a steady decline in population over the last decade, said Sandra Johnson. Hurricane Maria in September further impacted their loss.
That's sort of understandable. Highlights, let's see. Texas had the largest numeric growth over the last year in an increase of 339,000 people. Texas grew both from having more births than deaths and from net gains in movers from within and outside the United States. Florida had the highest level of net domestic migration. The voting age population, those 18 and over, increased by 0.9%. The estimate as of July 1st, 2018, and therefore do not, that's what those estimates are. During the 2019 Census Bureau estimates will be released so they're going to release more estimates. Now, the 10 most populous states on the planet, right now, they're saying this. California, in 2010, was 37 million. 37,254,000. 2017, 39,399,000. And listen to this. In 2018, 39,557,000. So, growing. Not much, though. Texas is number two with 25 million. And Florida will be number three. New California will actually be number three. California will drop down to number two. Texas will be number one, California two, New California number three, and it looks like Florida will be number four. New York? Well, I don't know. Maybe not. No. These are, okay. That's, how can, I got, you know, I'm sorry, but I got to put my... It's too close for missiles. I'm switching to guns. I'm getting my big glasses on, and I'm up in this. This is a rather, their numbers are wrong here. It's either that or I'm just really seeing it wrong, but I don't think so. It says this is a chart that they've got. So the most populous states in the union. Oh, Florida is now 21,299,000. Okay, I get it. I was looking at the wrong column, and that's Florida. New York is 19,542,000. So Pennsylvania, 12 million. So we're going to be right up there as New California. One of the three or four in terms of population just depends on how things work out. So you got to take a look at those kind of dynamics, right? The top 10 states in numeric growth. Got to check out the clock. In 2017, in numeric growth. Well, okay, in numeric growth. California is number three in the growth factor. Texas is number one, Florida is number two, and California is number three in numeric growth by 157,000. I think these numbers are so far off anyway. It's hard for them to get true data. I understand that. It's all part of the problem. Arizona, part of them. Nevada, 61,000 in numeric growth. They only have a population. Nevada only has 3 million people. Remember that. Not a big state, but it's an important state in terms of numbers. It absolutely is. Nevada is very, very important, as is Arizona. That's just my top 10 numeric growth. Huh? Okay, so Nevada now has 3 million people, according to the census. So growing. Let's get those birth rates up there, kids. Come on. Get some of those kids going on. But I'm serious. The fad is, and I totally agree with Chris Street and others, the fad is for the millennials having babies. And I know around my town there's lots of babies and there's lots of strollers going on. And these mamas, they come walking in and they're proud with their babies. Kind of the way it should be, right? It's called reproduction. Usually when people get married, they reproduce and have oodles of children. Just... It's been going on for a long time. And forget about whether, you know, your gender-specific issues. But when humans reproduce, they reproduce. And they reproduce pretty good numbers. And I have a feeling that the United States is going to grow internally quite a bit. But, you know, this whole issue about immigration has got to be handled. We know that. Anyway, control the borders. First responsibility is Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution. The second part of that is freedom from invasion. first part's Republican form of government, and of course, freedom from domestic violence.
Send down an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Yeah, got a little bit of an issue going on here. We're going to correct that issue, though, right now. Want to thank everybody for, of course, listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And all the different things that are going on there. We got just tons of things happening. And like I said, I want to thank you for listening to Agenda 21 Radio and, of course, all the different things that are happening here on Agenda 21 Radio and NewCaliforniaState.com. NewCaliforniaState.com. State of the future. State of the future. So visit that website, NewCaliforniaState.com. And thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans. We'll be right back.
sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.